Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Well, good evening, my friends from all over the world. My name is Maarten Horst, the host of ET First Contact Radio. I'm transmitting live from Finding Voices Radio, where we are all connected. Founded by my dear friend Jeroen Guijs, who was here at my birthday last Saturday. It was a great celebration with sweet lightworkers that are close to me, including Natasha. And I was very happy that she was here. So, I have an extraordinary guest for tonight. He is a sweet channel, a very nice, handsome gentleman, and he brings very positive information, amongst others, from the Pleiadian Collective. And I have known him for many years now, and he has been on the show a couple of times, and his blog is being shared on all major websites and blogs on the internet that deal with the waking up of the people and the new world that is here and that is emerging as we speak. His name is Wes Anak. So Wes, my dear friend, welcome back to ET First Contact Radio.
Thank you very much, Martin. I'm very happy to be here.
And I'm very happy and honored to have you back again on the show. So, actually, the last couple of days, I've been reading information from Benjamin Fulford, from David Wilcock, and I felt the energies of the full moon from last week. And I must say that not only am I going through a transformation myself, but I can feel, and when I speak to people around me, that they also feel that there's an enormous transformation taking place as we speak. So are we being readied for something big?
Well, major changes are definitely happening from without and within. We're all going through a lot of drastic personal changes as the world subsequently goes through a lot of drastic changes that people have to learn not to be in fear of whenever the biggest of the changes really start. But I know you mentioned the full moon. It's interesting for me. Every full moon and every intense energetic period, I notice that right whenever it first reaches us, I just tend to feel awful. I don't know if anyone else out there does, but I just tend to feel crashed, burnt out. I just feel horrible on every level, and I usually have to meditate or do something like that to try to attune to the spirit again to even feel normal or centered or level-headed or whatever you want to call it. So these drastic personal changes are affecting everyone on a very deep level. But what I always notice with these full moon periods is that while I feel really bad and crappy at first, if I just persevere and get through it, I actually end up feeling pretty great. And I think that's what's ultimately going to happen out of all of these planetary changes, I have a feeling that, without trying to sound negative or like I'm coming from fear or anything like that, I do think some pretty bold and startling things are going to happen. Some things that sort of serve to deconstruct society in a way, that serve to break down the fabric of society, the fabric of this illusion that we've all been convinced is reality. And I think some of those more startling, you could say destructive changes will actually serve to awaken people. And eventually, even though it might start out rough, the ride will get smoother.
Well, I'm totally there with you, S. I feel the same, and the way you describe it is very well. It's well said because it's without fear, and I like the phrase when you say the very nature of our society, the illusion that we are in. This will break down, and we will slowly build up the new world. The change won't
Absolutely.
happen overnight. But I think it's now time. It's an intrinsic feeling I have that major breakdowns and major, really, really big changes are going to occur, in our
And it's
opinion.
very, go ahead.
Yeah, no, please go ahead, my friend.
I was just gonna say, I agree with you that a lot of big changes are gonna occur that, like I said, serve to kind of bring a certain destruction to society that sounds bad at the surface, but that everyone will eventually learn was necessary, and everyone will be able to flow with, and we'll be able to build something better out of it. But
Yes.
what I was going to say was that it's very essential that we try our best to go through this transition with as little fear as possible. I know you mentioned that. That's what led me to want to say something. I'm not the most perfect example, even when it comes to the personal issues that I go through around times of energetic intensity. I tend to go through it with a lot of fear and a lot of resistance. But I'm learning that whether it comes to personal or planetary changes, fear and resistance are two of the worst, most inhibiting qualities that we can have as we experience them, because they block that flow. They block that flow of love, inner peace, that flow of true conscious awareness that not only helps us navigate these times of intensity, these destructive personal and collective times easier, but allows us to assist others in that transition. We can't really help anyone else to get through a potential collapse of society unless we have some inner peace and some strength and some awareness within. So I just wanted to say that we have to be able to go through this transition with as little fear and resistance as possible.
Yes, I totally agree. But what I want to emphasize is that actually, this last full moon for me felt more intense than all the other full moons that have occurred in the past. And somehow, Bess, I feel that going through this transformation the last week or so has helped us to prepare for those immense changes that are on the horizon. Can you confirm that there is now an energy around, surrounded by the earth, is surrounded by energies, and people also personally with their own energy field, that are now readying humanity as a whole for those changes?
Oh, definitely. Each and every one of us, we haven't just already went through the personal changes and the upheavals and the things. Yeah, we've went through a lot of those, but we haven't just went through those things that are going to enable us to awaken the collective and bring others into the light. I think that we're going to continue, all of us, each and every one of us, in our personal lives, is probably going to continue to experience upheavals, be them big or small, just things that kind of jar us even more awake than we already feel like we are, in a sense. I or anybody else, after this interview, a week, a month from now, whatever, could end up going through something really difficult, really devastating, something that, like I said, really jars us into a whole new personal paradigm of understanding. And then not only from the difficult and intense experiences we've already had, but from the ones that we're going to have, that we have yet to experience, that could potentially break down any parts of us that can't travel into the new world even more. I think after we experience all that and we go through all this devastation and all this difficulty, this personal heartbreak, whatever you want to call it, and get through all of that, we're going to be so strong that we can maybe even easily show others the way. We can listen to the problems that people are experiencing, whether it's their own problems or problems with building a new world or adjusting to the transition or anything like that. So all of these upheavals we're going through, as difficult as they are and as much as they stink, and they really do, they're very necessary on one level and or another.
Problem with the broadcasting program. How surprised am I? Okay, we are back here.
Oh, did we fade out? Whoops.
Yeah, just a question to the listeners. Did we drop out, or are we still? Are you still able to hear us on the chat? And Hannah Morrison and Muriello, if you can confirm if we are still here. Okay, so Wes, let's go to the work you're doing. So how have you been up to? I mean, there's so many things to follow right now that I am having a difficulty to follow up on everything.
Well, I know that you mentioned channeling earlier. It's surprising to some people to learn that I've actually kind of fallen away from channeling Pleiadian energy or channeling any messages from the Pleiadians or any other specific kind of group.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I've actually just been writing and trying to merge that channeling connection into the articles.
Yes, that's what I saw, and that's what I'm pleased to see, because you are using your own intellect and your own qualities of writing and merging it with your higher self. And but can you tell us what you're doing at the moment and what your work contains of?
Well, basically, I've been writing about a lot of different themes. I've mostly been giving my opinion on just anything that comes to mind, any aspect of our collective spiritual evolution. And I've also been very busy trying to post material to the blog every day, trying to repost articles from various spiritual and alternative news websites that I feel accurately reflect the new paradigm that we're entering. But even beyond the writing, I've actually been channeling what I call intuitive messages, which are direct messages from what I call the voice within, what some people might call the higher self. But beyond those messages, like I said, I'm just trying to channel that higher self connection into the articles. And I've been touching on themes that a lot of the themes have been centered on enlightenment and things that spiritual teachers have told us about spiritual evolution and things of that nature. But beyond that, I enjoy lately writing about restoring the earth, getting closer to nature, eating natural, healthy foods that support our bodies. Not that I'm always the best example of that. I you know, tend to have as much trouble with that as anyone else, but I'm realizing the importance of it. And I'm also realizing the importance of maintaining, and this is something that I've been writing about, maintaining a very strong connection directly with Source, with our Creator. There's obviously nothing wrong with somebody wanting to connect with an ascended master or an angel, archangel. You know, that's fine if that's what helps people along their growth, and these channeled messages really do seem to help a lot of people. But for me personally, I feel that there is an importance to maintain that connection with Source, with our Creator. And that's one of the reasons I really appreciate Gloria Windroff's Heaven Letters, the channeled messages directly from God. I don't know if you or anyone else are familiar with those, but those are very interesting messages. And the reason I appreciate them is because, again, they affirm that strength and that closeness with our Creator. So I really appreciate that. And those are basically the themes that I've been touching on in most of my articles lately.
Yes, and I must say that I appreciate it very well when I read them. And one of the reasons is that they contain so much positivity. And because when you read all the news outlets and all the messages, it's important to stick to the positive message for humanity. Because when you look on Facebook, most of my people that are there that are people that are informed and that are well educated into the new paradigm. However, sometimes you see messages about World War III and the collapse and that kind of things. So what I always find encouraging in your messages, Wes, is that they contain positivity. And it's important to have this positive attitude right now in the time we are in, especially now. Because the mainstream media seems to focus more and more on terrorism and on wars and etc. So, can you share the message from your heart, what you wish for humanity and how you see, how you would like to see society change in a positive way?
Well, the change that I would like to see in humanity is pretty much the same change that I would like to see in myself, which is something that I'm working on. Because like a lot of other people, I'm learning that the best way to create any kind of outer, external, you know, societal change is to look within and find what changes to your lifestyle, to your habits, you know, anything, what changes in that realm need to be made. So the best outlook or the best advice or whatever you want to call it that I could offer society is, I would imagine, the best advice that I could offer myself, which is just to relax a little bit and stop taking life so darn seriously. I mean, we have so many institutions and so many things that we believe wholeheartedly in that we've convinced ourselves are reality, when they're actually the illusion, and this greater, colorful, vibrant spiritual reality exists just beyond our conscious understanding. And we've been told by so many spiritual teachers and even channeled sources and so many trusted sources of spiritual guidance and information that all we need to do is just take some time, enter into the silence and into the stillness, and cultivate that connection with our Creator again and find that inner peace again, and everything in our reality will change, regardless of what's going on in the external. Everything in our inner reality would change. And then eventually, if we could all make such a shift, then that would be reflected in our outer reality. So the best thing that I could recommend, besides maybe meditation, you know, for all of society, not that we want everyone to conform to the same standards or practices, but the best thing I could recommend is just to ease up a little bit and just not take life so seriously and just find that inner peace. Because whenever you have peace within, you really don't have as many quarrels with society. Like, I've noticed that if I'm in a really bad mood and I just have a negative outlook, slowly so many different things about my life and even the world that I live in are suddenly negative too, I notice. And then when I really think about that, I realize it's because my outlook was negative. So maybe, just maybe, if everyone, world leaders, anyone in any powerful positions, anyone, could just take some time to go within, find some inner peace, and maybe cultivate a little more humor and just a little more color with life and discover the true reality that lies inherently in that, we might not even need any kind of big social changes or any kind of big destruction. It's probably going to happen anyway, but we might not need it. We might all just be able to shift into a peaceful state. And in my mind, the sooner that we can all shift into that peaceful state, the sooner that these changes can start to happen and the less destructive they might be.
I share that vision. Now, Wes, it would be good to let the leaders of the world know that we need a society with abundance. With free technology, with transparent healthcare, and with galactic technologies, because we know they are there. So, how do you see the change of technology and abundance going to, how is it going to take place in your view? And what I also want to ask is, what kind of energy and what kind of messages is Source giving to you, the Prime Creator? What kind of information do you receive from him?
Well, in regards to the first part of the question, I can't claim to know everything about all the interesting advanced technology that's been sitting on the shelves waiting to be disclosed, waiting to be shared with humanity. I do hold the opinion that they go hand in hand with the abundance that you mentioned, and I've talked with a lot of people who are just, man, when's that abundance coming? They're not necessarily ready to give up, but they're having a lot of difficulty, and they're ready for a direct confirmation of all these amazing planetary changes that we've heard about, the disclosure of the existence of both benevolent and malevolent extraterrestrials, the disclosure of this amazing technology that can drastically improve the quality of life, the worldwide abundance that can be taken out of the hands of the few and given to the many. You know, everyone's pretty much heard the verse, "The meek will inherit the earth." You know, everyone's probably pretty much heard and rehearsed that by now. But we mentioned the destructive social changes that are inevitable and that are going to have to happen, and I think they're going to, unfortunately, like I said, play a big role in the disclosure of those technologies. The elite are eventually going to realize, if they haven't already, it would honestly surprise me if they haven't realized it by now, but they're eventually going to realize that their time has run out, we're at the end of an age, and the age that we're entering into is not going to be the one that they wanted, because most of us know they wanted to usher in a grand new world order that would eradicate hunger by eradicating most of the population and all this other horrible stuff. They've been convinced that that's the future that we're heading into, that it's a future they're going to be some enlightened masters, and they're going to rule over and preside and dominate all of us. But they'll eventually inevitably realize that that's not the future we're heading into. And maybe the destructive social, societal, whatever you want to call them, changes that we're going to be going through will really open their eyes. Again, if their eyes aren't already open, maybe those changes will really open their eyes. and get them to, how can I say this? Get them to hopefully realize the error of their ways. That might seem like a naive goal to strive for, but I do think they'll eventually realize what's been going on. And I think the lower levels of their groups of what have been called the Illuminati, I think those guys are going to defect when they realize just how evil it is and just how inevitable a utopian society that's run by the people and that works in the best interest of the people is. So I think the inevitable social destruction combined with the leaving from the ranks of the lower members of the Illuminati or whatever you want to call that group, combined again with the realization of how inevitable all of this is and how they're not going to get the future that they wanted, I think all that combined is going to finally put so much pressure on the elite that they just can't take it anymore or something, and they have to, they have to disclose these technologies and they have to just finally give up their hand, which of course they don't want to do. I honestly, this is all just speculation. These are all just theories. I couldn't tell you exactly how it's going to happen. I can only give my perspective and what I've learned on the situation so far. But the hope for me is that if we can't avoid a destructive transition, which me and a lot of other people kind of feel like we can't, then maybe again we can at least go through it with as much inner peace as possible. And just maybe we can help the lower and higher levels of the elite, the cabal, maybe we can help them find some inner peace too and find some love in their heart, even though their spark has basically been completely, blown out. I mean, it's not, nobody's spark has ever completely blown out, but they've come about as close as you can. But the hope is that maybe we can relight some of their sparks, and instead of some negative, awful fate for them being recycled into the sun or whatever people are thinking is going to happen to them right now, maybe somehow they can enjoy utopia too, or they can make up for the awful things that they've done through however many lifetimes of going through their own negative karma for what they've done. Maybe there's hope for them yet. And then if we're willing to think that there's hope for them, then there's absolutely nothing stopping us from thinking that there's hope for the rest of society.
Well, the thing
Well,
is
think
that I feel
that
that somehow they might realize their misdoings, the Dark Cabal, and they might come to new insights, and they might want to give up on the greed, and they might realize that what they do is wrong. This might help transition. That's just a feeling I have the last couple of days, actually. That they might turn to love. Is that a possibility?
Well, that's what I hope for too, and that's why lately I've been trying to advocate forgiveness. Now, I know a lot of people have trouble with forgiveness because, they're so bad, they've done all this stuff to humanity. How could we ever possibly forgive them? But I think when most people think about forgiveness, they don't think about what's meant to precede forgiveness, and for me at least, that is justice. Now,
Yes.
we need to be able to forgive the elite, but they still need to be held accountable for all the things they've done.
Yes.
The difference that might cause them to maybe look toward the light could potentially be the forgiveness that we as a collective are willing to show. Now, there does need to be some kind of, I want to say punishment, but that doesn't feel like the right word. There needs to be some kind of karmic repayment, and I think that karma, the natural law of karma, will take care of that in its own time.
Yes, I
But
agree.
after they experience some kind of justice, I think that we need to be able to show them love and forgiveness. Because, I mean, if we can't show some of what we think are, or some of what we perceive as the darkest, evilest, most malevolent people, and maybe they deserve to be seen that way in a sense because they have done so much bad stuff. If we can't show them forgiveness, then who's to say that we can't show those darker parts of ourselves forgiveness, what you might call the shadow self, or those qualities in us that we all try to hide from? If we can't show the darkest force on the planet, the darkest external force in this physical reality, love and forgiveness and awareness, then there's no reason why we would be able to show that to ourselves, to the dark parts of ourselves. So
Exactly,
that's
here we
basically
are
my
as
feeling
way
on that.
showers and light workers and star seeds. We are going to build a new world. So we are also the ones that will show forgiveness. Because that will bring about the new age. Because the new age is about love. And people that are having a peaceful mind and peaceful behavior, because it's about our actions. When we can do this, then everything will run very smooth, I think. And
And
If we can show forgiveness to the elite or the Illuminati or whatever you want to call them, once the change has happened and they are confined, then the new age will be here without fear and without anger.
I couldn't agree more. And yeah. I think to be able to show compassion, forgiveness to them, I think all of us, all of the light workers, all of the just generally conscious people who become aware of all these concepts, I think we're going to have to do our best to try to explore, like I mentioned earlier, those darker parts of ourselves, what you'd call the shadow self. I think we need to explore those parts of our consciousness, embrace them, sort of make them a part of us without losing ourselves in them or becoming so heavily lost in them that we're just, you know, feeding darkness all the time. But instead of ignoring or running away from those darker parts of ourselves, I think we need to embrace them. And doing so will put us in a much better position to be able to, in a way, embrace and forgive the Cabal whenever their time comes, whenever they're exposed and healed. And I can say from the personal experience that I'm starting to have that if we don't confront whatever still lingers within, then it's going to continue to manifest in the form of these volcanic emotional eruptions.
Yes.
These volcanic emotional eruptions.
Yes. Well, I understand.
That's how that inner darkness makes itself known if we don't just directly confront it. Boy, I can't believe I just had that word on the tip of my tongue like that.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful expression, because there is a lot of tension, emotional tension. Many people, because when we want to raise our vibration, we must already have forgiven them. Because then the vibration can really rise. If we are loving, if we are like Jesus did, you know, just and Buddha, non-violent. And
three more.
Yeah, because when disclosure has happened, then so many truths will come out. And especially then it's for us as awakened people, or conscious people, important to be a beacon of trust and a beacon of calm energy for all the people around us. Well, for them it will be new, you know?
Oh, yeah. All these concepts that we've been exploring for years now is going to be brand new to everyone.
Yeah.
The rest of the world, the discerning, you know, well-meaning society, whenever it gets out that, wow, this stuff is actually real, people are going to be really overwhelmed and confused.
Yeah,
but in my opinion, what this entire... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
That's
in my opinion, what this entire... Oh boy, I did it again.
it's not a problem. Just go on.
Okay. But in my opinion, what this entire spiritual evolution is about is finding the darkness on the planet and the darkness that's in our consciousness. Because, of course, you know, the external reality is a reflection of our internal reality. I think it's about finding that, exposing it, bringing it to whatever form of justice helps us heal it. For the Cabal, obviously, it's the flavor of justice that's become socially acceptable, prison or whatever. I'm not saying I think they'll go to prison, but we'll just have to wait and see how it works out. But personally, that exposure and that embracement and what you might call justice happens in a different way. But the entire purpose, in my view, of this evolution is to be able to confront that darkness, have it exposed, and be able to make peace with it in a way. People talk a lot about transmuting the darkness, and I do think there's some truth to that, but maybe before we transmute it, we'll have to be able to make peace with it, to realize, okay, this exists. This is something that we need to personally and collectively explore, and eventually we'll get to a more peaceful place after we do that. I think that's the main purpose of the Earth's, you know, spiritual evolution.
Yes, because it will be our time to how can I say that? To educate the people, not only with knowledge, because the knowledge will come, but it's about the transition into peace. Because when I think about the New Age and I listen beautiful New Age music, I think about peace. And That's why we should all come together and celebrate the unity. And it's important to forgive. It's the first step of the new age, is to forgive the dark ones.
I couldn't agree more. And then in forgiving the dark ones, we're also, like I said, able to expose and heal and ultimately forgive that darkness in ourselves. I appreciate that you mentioned music. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, like Bob Marley said, one good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. Mm-hmm. You know, it brings you into that peaceful, calm state. And then it can even take you beyond that. It can make you want to be active. It can make you want to dance. It can make you want to basically get your soul out, get your soul flowing, your spirituality, get all that moving, get it going, you know. I think music is a very, very important part of the new paradigm, to the point that I've been playing it almost all the time whenever I'm not writing, blogging, meditating, doing whatever else. I think music is so important. Any genre, whatever works for you, if you can take it and you can use it to raise awareness, then do it, because it is a very important thing. Like a lot of people have said, it's like it's our link to the other side of the veil. It's spirit expressing itself through a specific medium, which is sound.
And you know what, my brother? I just have found music from Indra. It's called Nataraya or Nataraja. It's Shiva as Lord of Dance. And Shiva is, of course, the mother energy from the prime creator, the female energy. And I just want to have a little musical break to celebrate this dance of Nataraya. Because Nataraya is Shiva as a dance. And Wes, Anak and I will be back after the song. And the song will last for 5 minutes and 48 seconds. So don't go away and stay tuned. Thank you. Yes, my dear friends, welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. So, Wes Anak is my honored and special guest and a friend. So, Wes, do you have any topics we want to discuss?
Well, first I was just going to say that song provided a really good meditation.
Yes.
I'm kind of pissed out over here after listening to that. That was pretty great.
I love it. It's Indra. It's a very special musician. And if you want to, I can send you all his tracks. And it will be a gift from me for you.
Oh, sure. Thank you. I won't say no to that.
Yeah.
Very good meditation.
This was,
but I suppose we could...
Not a Raya.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I suppose we could talk more about music being a medium to a higher consciousness, if that's a topic that interests you.
It does, yes. Music has always been a part of my shows. Whenever I have a medium or anybody who wants to share his book or his information, then every half an hour, because there are two-hour shows, and I do play music. And because most radio shows have advertisements, etc., this is, as far as I know, the only internet radio station that does not have commercials. And but what I do is play music to uplift the listeners and to get all of us in higher energy. And I like to do that. So
that's a really great way to do it. It's much better than advertisements. Mm-hmm. I mean, in pretty much any advertisement you see on TV or probably the radio or anywhere else is going to lower your consciousness. So
yeah.
If you're going to have a radio show about consciousness, might as well find a way to elevate people's blissfulness, we'll say. Find a way to elevate the good vibes of the listeners and the speakers. I mean, I'm in an even better vibe than I was when we started just from that song, you know?
Yeah, that's the spirit, my friend. And
hi, for sure. Yeah.
And without being negative, because great information is shared on many radio stations, even alternative radio stations. Yeah, what you say is true. Even commercials, that they lower your vibration. That's why I think it's so important to have a peaceful mind and to be positive, and music helps with this. And I understand, Wes, that you are also a musician.
Yeah, I could call myself a beginner musician, perhaps. I've written quite a few songs, and I try to practice every day, and I've actually mm-hmm. recorded a couple things and put them up on YouTube. I used to have this guitar amp, an amplifier, that was really amazing. It had built-in drum tracks and all
wow.
this kind of stuff that's like a musician's heaven. One of my really good friends let me borrow it, but I since have been... I'll just say that I don't have it anymore, basically. So I've been finding different little ways to, you know, I've been finding drum tracks and things like that to be able to kind of revive the music. But for me, music is absolutely, undeniably a form of meditation. I mentioned earlier that it's a potent way to connect with the spirit. All you have to do is pick up a guitar and use your natural instrument, which is your voice, you know, singing. You don't even have to be good at singing. And that's coming from me, who doesn't consider himself very great at singing, you know. You don't even have to be very good at it. Just pick up a guitar if you know how to play, and write a little song and sing it and just feel the vibe that results. It's honestly, it's uplifting. I'm not going to say music is as direct of a way to attune to the spirit as, you know, more direct forms of meditation, actually getting silent or saying om or whatever, you know, works for you and exploring the spirit that way. I'm not going to say it's quite as potent of a way, but it's potent in and of itself, you know. It definitely has something positive to offer humanity. Mm-hmm. And so many conscious musicians have realized it, and they've spoken that truth and plenty of other truths through their music. They're letting people
yes.
know, hey,
yes.
this is an avenue for liberation. It doesn't matter what external circumstances you find yourself in, and a lot of musicians have been in some pretty bad external circumstances, you know, before they got famous or whatever happened for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is this a way to liberate yourself out of poverty or just another crappy situation like that, this is a way to liberate yourself spiritually, to liberate your mind.
Yeah.
This is a way
yes.
to introduce you to a higher consciousness. And it's so important, very important.
Yeah, I listen to music a lot, my friend, and especially spiritual music, not mainstream music. When I cannot listen to a mainstream radio station when they have all this music where what is triggering aggression and depression. So for me, it's very important to have positive music.
Absolutely, and that music that you mentioned is pretty much the kind of music that I grew up on. I mean, I had all brothers, and they listened to the really dirty rap. They listen to the heavy metal, the screaming. And as a teenager, that's naturally a lot of the kind of stuff that I got into. You know, I was into the real heavy metal groups and the groups that would scream and the dun dun dun, you know, guitars and just that kind of stuff. What I realized looking back on it is that the reason so many people are attached to that kind of music is because they don't understand why reality is the way it is, and they feel this rage deep within that's caused by that misunderstanding of reality. They don't know why things are so messed up, why they're the way they are. And that heavy music gives people an outlet for that rage, but then in doing so reaches people who also have that rage deep within and gives them adrenaline, and it's like a trigger for them, you know? And that's why you even have metal groups that are conscious, which I know might sound crazy, but it's the medium that worked for them, you know? And they can actually use metal music to spread spirituality or consciousness or social awareness or whatever it to be. But for me, I noticed that the more I started to awaken, the more I became interested in meditation and the third eye and all these spiritual concepts, the more the content of my music started to change. I was less interested in all the heavy metal and all the stuff that worked for me on one level or another when I was, you know, an angry teenager like every other angry teenager. Mm-hmm. That stuff stopped working for me, and I transitioned into what I listen to now, which is mostly reggae. That's almost all the kind of music that I listen to lately is reggae music, because I appreciate Rastafarian philosophy and because it's just a really good vibe.
Yeah, I totally agree. I both listen to spiritual music and reggae. Those are the two main types of music I listen to. Not all reggae, but I want to share something with you.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of Lucky Dube?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, that's reggae from South Africa. This sweet man was murdered in 2005 because the text, the lyrics of his song were really very conscious and awakening people.
That's sad. We've lost a lot of good conscious musicians because of that, right there.
So
the system doesn't want people to be awake.
Yeah. For example, there's Truth in the World, Together as One. Those are tracks that he wrote. And this one is about women rights. It's called Woman from the album Together as One. And Together as One is the first track. It's also beautiful. You may choose if you want to hear the song Woman or Together as One.
We'll do Together as One. That
All
sounds
right,
good.
We'll do Together as One then.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you, Wes, from now on, that because I know you like reggae, you're gonna love Lucky Dube. And you really have to find it out, my friend. It's all about consciousness, unity consciousness, coming together, the differences and the qualities we have. And man, you're gonna love this one. Gonna love this one so much.
Wonderful, thank you. Yeah, all those themes are right up my alley.
yeah. So, my dear friends, wherever you're listening from, we are together as one.
Come on, you better as one. Hey, you Rastaman, hey, you European, Indian man, we gotta
Master of reggae. I call him the master of reggae. Not the king of reggae, but the master of reggae. So, hey there, my friend.
Well, and I could not agree with what he said more.
Sorry?
I said that was very beautiful, and I could not agree with what he said more.
Yeah, amazing, huh?
Absolutely. I really love him. I love that he touched on the subject that everyone of every culture, every belief system, every race need to come together and just live as one. Mm-hmm. That is such an essential, timeless message that society needs right now.
Yeah. What I will do tomorrow, my friend, I'm going to first send you the discography of Indra and then the discography of Lucky Dube.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll do it over the night when I go to sleep. I leave my computer on. I did want to ask you, when people want to have an upliftment for their spirit and their minds, they can contact you or they can go to your blog. So why don't you share with the listeners all the details you want to share about yourself? And I believe you also give healings to people. I'm not sure about it, but... if so, and if not, I'm sorry for the mistake, but how can people get a hold of you?
That's all right. I actually don't do healings or anything like that. I used to give readings there for a while whenever I was really heavily into, like I said before, channeling the Pleiadian energy.
Mm-hmm.
But right now what I've been occupying my time with is my blog, The Culture of Awareness. I usually try to have at least one article every day from myself posted on there,
mm-hmm.
and then occasionally I'll write this little column that I call Wisdom with Wes, which is just a few paragraphs of whatever was on my mind at the time of writing it. I've also been going into certain spiritual databases that are centered on enlightenment, and I've been going and taking quotes from there and posting them to the blog daily for a segment that I call Enlightened Quotes. So if you're into quotes from Krishnamurti, Ramakrishna, Sri Krishna, any of those, popular spiritual teachers. Not only do I write a lot of articles around their material, which is usually the subject of the articles I write about most days, is something that has to do with enlightenment, something that I found on one of those spiritual databases. You'll find Enlightened Quotes on there. You'll find those articles that I've written. And then beyond that, I try to post relevant spiritual and alternative news material. I post the occasional channeled message if it passes my own sniff test, I guess you could call it, because it's good to be open to channeling and every other concept, but it's also good to be a little level-headed and discern your own truth and let others discern theirs,
Very true, yes.
Yeah, so I've been posting channeled messages every now and then, but for the most part I've been focusing on the perspectives of people, like us on Earth, who are going through this spiritual evolution, trying to find their way through and giving advice to others along the way, basically spiritual writers,
Yes.
I've been posting a lot of material from spiritual writers from various different websites. I invite anyone to shoot me an email at brandynwes@hotmail.com, hotmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And that's with an N in the middle of it, not the word and. So it's brandynwes, the letter N, I'm sorry. brandynwes@hotmail.com. I welcome anyone who wants to submit an article for my consideration. Always looking for guest writers, contributing writers, things of that sort. And I also have my personal blog, which I've had for a while, and it's been a few different things. I turned it into a different blog at one point, but now it's back to the personal blog. It's just wesanak.com. You know, very simple. And there you'll find all of the articles that I post every day. So when an article of mine is up on the culture of awareness, along with all the other articles from other people and enlightened teachers and channeled sources that I post on there every day, that article of mine that's on the culture of awareness is also showing up that day on my personal blog by itself. Mm-hmm. Meaning that if you want to just find my work in an easy way, if you want to find, let's say, work that I did a week ago, you can go on my personal blog and you can look at the archives or the recent posts and you can find just my work. So there's not any confusion if you're trying to find it sifting through so much other material that's on the culture of awareness. But along with that, like I said, I've been very heavily involved in music for a long time now, but especially the past few months, I've been writing my own songs. I've been basically trying to express the channeling flow through writing lyrics and just through, you know, rehearsing and playing the songs and enjoying that. Mm-hmm. And beyond all that, I've really been trying to do what I call entering into the silence or the stillness and explore my consciousness lately, because for a really long time, I've tried to keep myself as busy as I could, trying to write these articles and post to the blog and, you know, sometimes bring through these messages and write for the newsletter, which I'll probably talk about in a minute. I've been trying to keep up with doing all that, and in doing so, I've noticed that I'll run into these times of frustration. You know, sometimes I'll meet a creative brick wall, you know, writer's block when I'm trying to write, or sometimes just all the balls that I have in the air, everything that I'm doing every day, I guess can get a little overwhelming and I can get frustrated. And so I'm learning that not to surpass that, but to explore it and explore that frustration and figure out why it's there and what I can do to help it. I've been trying to make time to go into meditation a lot lately to feel those vibrations, because like Terrence McKenna and a lot of other people have said, the veil is so thin now that really all you need to do is, like I said, pick up your guitar or just meditate or something, and you can immerse yourself in that reality. I mean, it's really not that hard to access the spirit lately, as long as you can get past your own thoughts and things like that, you know, the chatter of your mind that tends to stop you from getting any deeper. So that's what I've been trying to do lately, and so far it's had some pretty good results. I just have to try to remember to stay consistent. I'm sure that's the problem anyone has with meditation, is staying consistent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically everything that I've been working on lately. I don't have any big projects in my cards right now, but I have thought about maybe writing an ebook or something about enlightenment, you know, with all the quotes from enlightened teachers that some people have come to recognize from my articles. But for the most part, I'm trying to work hard while at the same time simplify life and try to enter into that silence, while at the same time trying to be kind of an uplifted, almost excited force for change. You know, it's all a very intense duality to try to juggle, and there's been a lot of uncertainty, you know, and you know, some confusion because of that, but it's all a process, you know. Yes, it's all working itself out.
I know, and I want to say that I did want to do a proposal. Maybe you and I can prepare a radio show in a couple of weeks, where you select music and I select music. We both select music, your own tracks as well, and we dedicate a show on healing music and uplifting music for our listeners.
That would be wonderful. I would absolutely love to do that.
I'd love to do that, and we can talk about it in the coming days, and you send me some tracks, and and then we can really make a show purely intended for upliftment. What about it?
That sounds perfect. I will do my best to work on recording some tracks as high quality as I can with, you know, the laptop. It'll work itself out, but that sounds wonderful. We'll find our own music. We can throw our own music that we've written into there and just really, like you said, dedicate it to using music for upliftment. We can select all the conscious music that we want, anything that we feel like would uplift people or bring some awareness to people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be great.
Yeah. And there's a question from a listener, Hannah, if I have been on Revolution Radio. I've been there as a guest, and I just want to mention that I also have a radio show on BBS Radio on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So thank you for that question, Hannah. Hannah's listening from Canada. We have people listening from many countries at the moment, Wes, from Finland, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Belgium, Iceland, many amazing countries. It's very nice.
It's a very humbling thing for sure.
Yeah. So you and I and all the other people that are so sweet to listen every week, like Morrison and Jan Maat and many others, I want to thank them for being here, because it's so amazing to have them every time on the chat and asking those questions and having these amazing comments. Pardon me. Wes, I'm normally doing a two-hour show, but I must tell you that the last couple of days have been very tired. So if you don't mind, we'll plan a show for, well, let's say in a week or so, or 2 weeks, dedicated with uplifting music, to give all the sweet listeners a kind of healing session with both our energies and the music.
That sounds absolutely wonderful, and I look forward to planning it with you, and I look forward to when we actually do it, because that's going to be great. I already got a lot of ideas.
Yeah, very good. So why don't you write down those ideas, write down the tracks that you want me to play, and maybe also your own tracks, and we'll do that, my friend.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. So I want to thank you for being here, Wes, and it's always a very special feeling I have when I have you on the show, because I think we kind of are connected in a special way, and it feels great for me.
I agree, and I usually tend to call that connection soul brothers or sisters, you know? I mean, we're all family, of course, but those of us who've awakened and become conscious and realize that we're all family are now starting to come together. And I hold the opinion that you and I, and probably a lot of other people, could have been close before we decided to come here to this crazy world on this mission. You know, maybe we were all in the same galaxy together, or we were all in the same soul group or something, or maybe we're all part of the same soul group that incarnated here. But there's definitely some kind of connection. I can feel that. Whenever you can sit and talk with anyone and flow, and it's such an enjoyable conversation, you know that there's some kind of connection there.
There is, and I know there is. And so, Wes, I want to give you a blissful hug, and I wish you a beautiful afternoon there in Illinois, and all the other listeners from all over the place. Thank you for being here. And Wes, you and I are going to keep in touch, and we'll announce the show with the music before it happens. So thank everybody for listening. Love and light, and all the golden dreams that I wish you. May they come to fruition. Thank you, Wes.
Thank you.